Monsters from the Basement.
This is Tucky Williams, and you've just entered Monsters from the Basement.
Hello, everybody. This is James Downing. Welcome back to Monsters from the Basement. Today we are at the Scare Fest in Lexington, Kentucky, and I'm talking to one of my very favorite actresses, Miss Tucky Williams. How you doing?
Wonderful. So nice to see you again.
Yeah, it's good to see you again. We haven't seen each other since this time last year, I think.
That's right.
So are you enjoying the convention so far?
Yeah, it's a lot of fun. It always is. A lot of strange people wandering around. But I haven't gotten to go look at all the booths yet. I'm going to do that. Yeah.
Well, the people's what makes it interesting, I think.
Yeah, for sure. And I want to see the celebrities, too. Yeah.
Last year when I talked to you, you had just started doing your show Girl, Girl Scene. And it's taken off pretty well, hasn't it?
It has. I feel really lucky. We have a lot of support from the fans and the gay community. And it's been so great to have something so successful, and I'm truly appreciative.
Well, I want to say that your interview is the number one listened to interview on my website.
That's a lot to live up to.
I think I've got it on Podomatic on the website and then on YouTube as a video, and I think there's close to 600 people's listened to it.
I like the YouTube video. It was really nice what you did with the pictures. Yeah.
Well, thank you. So I want to ask you, you do all the writing on the show, right?
Yes.
Does any of that come from experiences you've had or people you've known or anything like that? Or is it all just made up?
Well, yeah, all of it comes from my life, but it's totally embellished. It's pretty insignificant in my own life, but then I take it and I take it all the way to the extreme. The characters are definitely, most of them are people I know in my real life. Well, like, my character's based on someone, the Maxine character's based on someone. Yeah, a lot of it comes from my real life, but, like, the more scandalous stuff definitely does not happen to me. I'm a very reserved person. I am and I'm not, but, you know, I that whole thing just came out in that interview that I don't do drugs and I never have, and everybody kind of seemed disappointed. Yeah, they just came out this interview, and I think people were kind of disheartened because, they see me as Evan so much, as kind of a stoner, and then here I am saying, yeah, I've never done it in my life. And sorry I let everybody down.
I like the scenes where you wake up from a night of hard partying and you're kind of looking around and you're like, where the fuck am I?
Yeah, Evan really doesn't know where she is. I think that's a regular thing in her life, but she hasn't figured out, why it's a regular thing in her life. She's kind of like an animal. She just deals with it. It's like, oh, I'm waking up again and I don't know what's happening. Okay, let's have a drink.
Now, the other actors and actresses on the show, were they friends of yours before the show?
No, I knew them through horror stuff. Totally. So, yeah, in this sense, they were friends. Acquaintances I knew through the acting community, but no. They've gotten to be my friends, though. I think one way to get to be friends with someone is to pretend to have sex with them. You make friends pretty quickly.
And is the show shot here in Lexington?
We shoot everything in Lexington. We shoot in my house. My house is Evan's house. And a lot of people don't know. Maybe I shouldn't be telling people that, but it's out anyway, so that's my bedroom, and yeah, that's where all the action happens, both on screen and off screen.
Speaking of your bedroom, I love the scene where you were doing the karate stuff on the bed and hit your head on the fan.
Thank you so much. It came to me in a moment of inspiration when I was watching The Big Lebowski, and just in the middle of the scene, for no reason, he starts doing Tai Chi. It's got nothing to do with anything else. He does Tai Chi, and I was watching it, and I thought, I was like, oh, well, that's what Evan does when she's at home alone. She's doing Kung Fu. So you got a little glimpse into her private reality.
You just came out with the sixth episode?
Yes, it's beautiful. It's the most beautiful one yet. It's my favorite so far. We finally become a Hollywood quality production.
Well, it was a pretty good production, I thought, before that.
Yeah, I did too. I was like, but now it's gorgeous.
What's the general reaction from people that you get about it?
It's nothing but positive. There were these sex scenes in episode 6 that I thought were going to be really offensive, and I was kind of looking forward to all the outrage. And no, people were saying, oh, it was so beautiful, I cried.
I was going to ask you if you ever film a part and then you think maybe that went too far, or maybe we showed too much, or...
Yeah, like every day. Yeah, not just that kind of stuff, just any kind of emotional thing. I think every day I film something, I wake up in the middle of the night and I go, oh my God, I feel like I gave up too much of myself. But, I mean, the sex scenes aren't real, you know, so it's almost kind of easier to deal with those because I'm prepared. Like, oh, this is going to be traumatic. Like, don't freak yourself out about this. But then when I'll do a regular scene, but it's got emotional content to it. And those are the ones that get to me, the ones I'm not prepared for, is when suddenly I feel something and it's like, whoa. Does that make sense? Okay, yeah.
One of my favorite characters is Maxine on the show. And she's a really great actress, I think.
Yeah, Katie Stewart is wonderful, wonderful embodiment of that character. She's a wonderful actor. She's so beautiful. Something you should know about Katie, but you may not, is she's one of the most intelligent people I've ever met. And she keeps that to herself, which I think is admirable, but she's just got a really high IQ. She's smart as a whip. Yeah.
So how many episodes are you going to have in season 1?
We're going to have 8 episodes in the first season. And as for the second season, I am uncommitted. I was trying to figure out how many I wanted to do, and I finally figured out that it's up to me and I can do whatever I want. I don't have to follow anybody's rules. It's our show. It's our own show, and we can do it however we want to do it. I'm going to follow the story, and however many episodes it takes me to tell the story is what I'm going to do.
Does Zoe ever come back?
No.
She's gone, huh?
Yeah.
That was a question I wanted to ask.
She's not coming back. Yeah.
So can you give us a little bit of idea of what we have to look forward to in upcoming episode?
Well, it's just going to continue to get more intense and controversial, hopefully. The more you get to know the characters, the deeper you can go into what's happening with their lives and their stories. So we can get more intense and gritty and raw and real. That's what you'll have to look forward to. And maybe hopefully someone will get offended at some point in the last 2.
So where would you like to see the show go from here?
I'm really happy with where the show is. I would like more money to make it. I would like to make it into the most perfect production it could be. And I would really like more people to be aware of it and to be able to see it.
Well, like I said, I thoroughly enjoy it. It just sucked me right in.
Thank you. Thank you.
Have you got any other projects planned, or is that all you're concentrating on right now?
Yeah, it's just the show. It's like, I would love to, you know, if somebody would have to throw themselves in front of my car, but I would love it if somebody offered me a part in a movie. I'd love to just, you know, jump in and do that really quickly. But I was saying to someone that it's kind of like being in a band, that like I feel like as an actor, I'm asked a lot, you know, how many projects I'm doing. But if you're like a musician and you're in a band, everybody knows that, oh, you're just in your band. You're probably not doing anything else. But because this is my show, I mean, I'm investing so much in this. This is my main thing. I'm always working on the show. I'm doing an interview like I am now, or I'm writing the show, or we're making the show, or pre-production, or I don't do the post-production. Eric does, but it's this constant thing that's constantly in motion.
I know Nick Brown works on it, and Eric Butts. Who else involved with production of it?
Well, Nick is really great. He's the spirit behind the show. He keeps us all motivated, and he's wonderful, and some days he can't be there, and when he's not there, we can all feel it, because he's so, I can't say enough good things. And then Eric is just the brilliance behind making what I write into a reality. He does the whole thing himself, and I don't understand how someone's brain can operate on that many levels. It's something I could never do, but he's been working on this his whole life and studying filmmaking his whole life, and he says that that's how he's able to do it.
How do you go about writing a show? Do you lock yourself in a room somewhere, or do you just have ideas in your head and write them down? How does the whole creative process happen?
Well, I meditate a lot. So a lot of ideas will come to me while I'm meditating or right after I've meditated. And I work really late at night. Everything has to be very quiet. So I usually actually work between 1 a.m. and 4 a.m. I don't want any noise or any distractions. And so, yeah, the hours I work best are between 1 a.m. and 4 a.m. and there aren't any distractions. And the ideas just come to me. It's almost like the writer Sufi said, "I am the hole in the flute through which the Christ's breath moves. Listen to this music." So I just feel like this body and somebody else is giving me this show to write. I'm just the instrument used to type it out.
I think it's written really well.
Thank you.
Produced really well, and I mean, it's just an awesome show. I enjoy it a lot.
Well, thanks, Sufi, because apparently...
How long does it take y'all to film an episode?
As fast as we can. Yeah, I mean, 3 days, but... 3 days is the fastest we've ever done it. But sometimes there'll be a few weeks when we just can't get it scheduled. We're doing it as fast as we can. Like I said, it's the first season, and the popularity of the show surprised everybody. So, like, we didn't have a system intact for scheduling, but with season two, that'll be all different. We know what we're doing now.
Got your process down pat.
Yeah, and hopefully it'll be coming out a lot faster and on a regular basis. But, I mean, this is like just guerrilla filmmaking. We're just showing up and filming and getting out and shooting when we can. And
the music on the show is really good. Is that stuff you pick out yourself?
We've had wonderful artists make their music available to us. So grateful. And Nick arranges it all legally, and then Eric picks it out, which songs he wants to use in the show. But, I mean, the quality of the artists, I just can't believe. We're so lucky. And the music, I feel like, has almost become a character on the show. People, yeah.
How'd you get hooked up with Hunter Valentine? I think they're from Canada, right?
Yeah. Hunter Valentine wrote to me, and they offered their music on the show, and then they asked if they could be on it. I was like, yeah, come on out. So.
Yeah, I enjoyed the episode with them, where once again, you woke up and you said, 2/3 of Hunter Valentine's in here.
That was my little homage to The Hangover. Yeah.
Well, I appreciate you taking some time again talking with me.
Oh, I love talking to you. Is it over?
Well, it doesn't have to be.
I want you to. I feel like I have so much to live up to. If that was your most listened to, it's like, oh, get some dirt.
Like I said, I appreciate you talking with me. I love you, love your show, and you're awesome.
Oh, you're awesome. Thank you. I love talking to you.
All right. And wish you best of luck in the future.
Oh, you too. Always. Bye.